Anne of Green Gables. Where, McPherson Playhouse, Free Centennial Square. When, April 19th to 27. Tickets, $40 to $50 from the Royal McPherson Box Office, 250-386-6121, or rmts.bc.ca. Make no mistake. Heavy lifting is involved when it comes to Anne of Green Gables, one of the longest-running Canadian musicals in history. Not only is the titular character of Anne Shirley based on a beloved heroine from Lucy Maud Montgomery's 1908 novel, the actor chosen to portray her remains on stage for the majority of the musical. This prompted the Canadian College of Performing Arts to get creative for its upcoming production of the East Coast Classic, which spans 8 performances at the McPherson Playhouse starting Friday. The role of the plucky orphan adopted by a brother and sister went to 2 CCPA students, Tyler Dale Moon and Winona Miles, who will play Anne Shirley on alternating nights. "It's such a massive role," director Jessica Hickman said. "The character never leaves the stage, so in the event of sickness or injury or vocal fatigue, I needed to make sure there were 2 Annes who were fully ready. Normally, you would do a lead and an understudy. But these are 2 performers who are equally talented and capable." The Performing Arts School heads into the finale of its 25th anniversary season on a roll as of late. Its presentation of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat set CCPA box office records in 2023, and Anne of Green Gables is reportedly on track to meet or exceed those numbers. The popularity of Anne with an E, a critically acclaimed CBC series adapted from Montgomery's novel, is the latest reboot to spark interest in the franchise. "I think it's a timeless story," Hickman said. "The musical gives you a bit of everything. These big show-stopping numbers, and this really heartfelt, family story. The themes are going to resonate with audiences forever, it seems like." Hickman, a CCPA grad, handled choreography on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which was directed by the school's managing artistic director, Caleb Marshall. She is directing Anne of Green Gables, and will be joined on the production team by fellow CCPA alumni Joel Storick, choreography, Stephanie Sartori, musical direction, and RJ Peters, production design. "The musical's connection to the college is deep," Hickman said. "When Caleb and I were choosing the show for our 25th anniversary, we chose Anne because the college had never done it. But the co-founders of the college, Janice Dunning and Jacques Lemay, both have a huge history with the show, so it was a bit of an homage to them, too." Dunning appeared in a production of Anne of Green Gables in London's West End, while LeMay directed productions of the musical at the Charlottetown Festival in PEI, where the original, with music by Norman Campbell and a book by Donald Herron, premiered in 1965. The musical has since been performed several thousand times at the festival, according to records. Hickman, a theater veteran, never saw it performed in PEI, but loved the novels growing up. "I'm a huge fan to this day, especially the first novel, which is what this musical is based on." She marvels at the longevity of the franchise, which never appears to be out of vogue. The musical, which has been in production across Canada for almost 60 years, continues to crest, she said. "Everyone knows the story, and they know how it ends. And yet we still want to feel it. That's why it has been so successful. People are still going to see this show." M. Devlin at TimesColumnist.com.